A Higher Things Reflection for Saturday of the fifth week of Easter. May the 4th, 2024. Blessed be God, because he has not rejected my prayer or removed his steadfast love from me. Psalm 66, verse 20. In the name of Jesus, amen. There is a common misunderstanding about prayer. Many people think that God hears prayers better if more people pray. That's why many people ask anyone and everyone to pray for their sick relative or their friend who is suffering. Now, don't get me wrong. Christians should pray. God commands us in the second commandment to pray and use his name rightly. God also promises to hear us when we pray and will answer our prayers by what is best in his good and gracious will. But it's not true that God hears prayers better if more people pray. The prayers of many are not louder to God than prayers made by just one. The amount of people who pray doesn't matter as much as the faith of the people who pray. Everywhere in Scripture, prayer is connected with faith in Christ. Those who have saving faith in Christ are heard and blessed. Those who do not have saving faith in Christ, or who pray to false gods, are not heard and not blessed. So, for example, God refused to hear the prayers of the unrepentant Israelites in Isaiah 1:5, whose hands were covered with blood, metaphorically speaking. Or consider when God spoke to the idolatrous Judeans who blended their worship with the idol-worshipping neighbor's worship. Jeremiah writes of this in Lamentations 3, saying, "You have wrapped yourself with a cloud so that no prayer can pass through." This is why the psalmist today is so cheered that God hears his prayers. It is a sign that this psalm writer is still in God's love and grace. He has not fallen out of saving faith in the Christ who was to come, who has come now, Jesus. Rather, the psalmist is relieved that God hears his prayers, because that also means that he will not be condemned like the unbelieving world. What about your prayers? If you don't pray regularly, repent and believe the gospel, and then do it. Make prayer part of your routine, saying many private prayers throughout the day. Where God does not say yes right away, that does not mean you are lacking in saving faith. It might mean God has better plans. It might mean God wants you to wait a little bit so that your heart is in a better condition to appreciate his gifts. But where God does answer your prayers with a resounding yes, you can be thankful, cheered, and moved just like the psalmist. For your loving Heavenly Father knows your needs, and by answering your prayers, it shows that you continue to be his dear child through faith in Christ. In the name of Jesus, amen. Heavenly Father, continue to look on us in grace, that believing in your Son and his salvation, we offer up regular prayers, trusting in your good and gracious will. Amen. I thank you, my Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger, and I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings in life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul, and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. This collection of over 600 hand-drawn Christian symbols by artist and author Edward Riojas will teach you the extensive history of the imagery of the Church. Each symbol is a beautiful and historical connection to generations of Christians that have worshipped before you. A complete guide to Christian symbols, now available from Concordia Publishing House.